listening to Morning Edition on WHYY at 5:45. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. With hundreds of women having shown interest in running for Congress after the Trump victory, 2018 has been referred to as the Year of the Woman. 1992 was also dubbed Year of the Woman. That's the year Lynn Yackel lost her U.S. Senate bid in Pennsylvania, nearly unseating incumbent Arlen Specter. Since then, her work on women's issues led her to direct the Institute for Women's Health and Leadership at Drexel University's College of Medicine. I spoke with her this week on the phone in anticipation of today's 50-50 Day, a global day of action and conversations around gender equality in leadership. I asked her what evidence she's seen of women being more engaged and energized to demand change in Pennsylvania.
The most exciting evidence is all the women who have filed to run for office this year. I was told there are 68 women who have filed to run at the state level, and there are many, many women running for Congress in the newly configured congressional districts. In some cases, there are several women running in, you know, in the same primary. I think that shows that women are ready really to step up and take leadership to try to change things that need changing.
Is there anything that you have kind of the inside skinny on the recruitment of these women? Who's asking these women to come forward? Are they coming forward because they want to anyway?
Well, I think there are two things. First of all, there are some really excellent organizations out there now that are providing training for women, providing all kinds of help, connecting them to each other. And some of the women who are already in elective office are really helping other women, which is great. I think the main thing is that all of a sudden, women have decided to, and I'm going to use a quote from 1992, to get up off the couch. Somebody else isn't going to do this, that we need to do it ourselves.
The Year of Women in Politics, as we're talking about, comes well after your own run for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. That was supposed to be the Year of the Woman.
Now, that was 26 years ago, amazingly, 1992. And the reason that that was called the Year of the Woman in Politics is that there were a record number of women at that time who were running. I mean, I was running for the U.S. Senate, and at that time, there were only two women in the U.S. Senate, and that was the most there had ever been. Today, there are 23 women in the U.S. Senate, but the fact was that there were a lot of women that year who decided it was time to take action themselves, and that was my motivation.
Lynn, what's become effective in drawing attention to and changing policy on issues that matter most to women, from sexual harassment in the workplace to paid leave or any other number of issues?
There are a few things. First of all, it's the number of women who have come forward publicly, certainly. And when several women step up, then others feel the confidence to join them. But it's also the knowledge that we're not alone, whether it's in whatever circumstance, that there are other women who feel the same way, and that together we might be able to get some things done.
Well, we can go to D.C. right now and see that there are some things that are changing. Women can now have their infants on the floor.
I love that change, and I'll tell you how significant it is in terms of progress. Back in 1992, when I was running for the U.S. Senate, Senator Barbara Mikulski, one of the only two women in the U.S. Senate, told me there was not even a women's restroom there. So now we've gone from solving that problem to being able to bring an infant onto the floor of the U.S. Senate. I think it's fabulous, and I think it also symbolizes women's multiple roles in life and the importance of being able to recognize those roles and to make it possible for women to lead.
Lynn Yackel directs the Institute for Women's Health and Leadership at Drexel University's College of Medicine, and today she'll be involved in 50-50 Gender Equality Day activities through Vision 2020, a national women's equality coalition based at the Institute. For information, go to drexel.edu/vision2020.